and welcome to Common Prayer, episode 53 on Friday, May 22nd. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let the little children come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those like these children." Children are known for the simplicity of their wonderment at the world. They look at something, whether it's a person or something like a flower or something like a bug they've never seen before. And they, as Kevin Snead puts it, simply step right into the beauty of it. Do we come to God as children? And what does that look like? What does it look like to come to God in complete simplicity with the awe and wonder of a child? Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer, and happy Friday. We have reached almost the end of another week together praying with one another all across the bay. So good to have you with us. Man, I hope you've been able to get out and enjoy some of this warmer weather we've been having. Just beautiful outside the past few days. So hopefully you've been able to get outside, maybe go for a run or a hike, get out, breathe a little deep, fresh air, whatever it is. I hope that you've been able to find some of that space to just get out and enjoy this beautiful place that we get to call home. I want to continue what we've been looking at the past few days. You know, we've really been talking about this idea of adoration and the way in which we kind of, how do we get to the space in which worship just kind of bubbles up from within our own hearts and our own minds. And we've really been kind of going at it through this practice of thanksgiving and even this practice of noticing, of being aware of the way in which God has moved. Again, I think so often what I found is we've been creating these episodes, these podcasts, is that so much of the spiritual journey is just having our eyes wide open, being willing to slow and see what God has got doing, what he's been doing in our lives. That seems to be so much of it. And so we've been really kind of looking at this idea of thanksgiving, of where is God moving and all that to help cultivate a heart of adoration. And so I kind of want to continue a little bit down that theme. And at the same time, I want to maybe approach it in a different light, because I think there can be a tendency to make prayer more difficult than it is. And I think, you know, in reality, there's nothing that really stops prayer in its tracks than feeling inadequate to pray, feeling like you are not capable of prayer. You know, there is a sense of like, how are we as finite creatures, as humans, you know, to approach the infinite God? You know, I'm reminded of the words in the psalm, you know, when the psalmist says, you know, "Oh God, who is man that you are mindful of him?" Right? Like this idea again that who are we to even approach the King of the universe? And so, you know, our thinking tends to go that way, and it really limits our ability to step into prayer. And so, I think that's why I was so drawn to the image yesterday from, you know, I've been reading the Chronicles of Narnia, as I mentioned yesterday with my daughters, and so drawn to the simplicity and the beauty of those novels that, you know, C.S. Lewis had such a way of communicating profound truth, but doing so through subtlety, through simplicity, through a children's novel. And it's just been beautiful to watch that. And so I think that's part of where my heart has really been pulled. You know, and I think there's this sense that sometimes in prayer, we want to make it more than it is because we feel like we should pray from the space that we ought to be and not actually where we are. And I think that's the beauty of children's novels and children in general. Children have no pretense, right? They are just kind of who they are, and they're not as worried about where they're going to be or who they're going to be. They just kind of live from that space of the here and now. You know, there is this sense that they just come freely to their parents, to their loved ones, to God, because it's who they are. They wear that on their sleeve. You know, and they have a, I think they have an acute sense of that God's love is strong enough to embrace them right there where they are, not where they wish they could be. That so often us as adults, we allow that thinking to crowd out our ability to approach God in prayer. So, you know, I was kind of reminded when I was thinking through again, just these ideas of kids' themes and adoration and thanksgiving and how the simplicity of children is such a beautiful gift that we lose as we get older. And of course, I was reminded of that text in Matthew 19. you know, the famous one about Jesus and the children. You know, it says this. It says, then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And when he placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Like I love that because, again, the disciples seem to be so caught up with pretense and they're worried about the children approaching Jesus. And Jesus is like, no, 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 the kingdom of heaven is just, it's for those like these children. And so I wonder if in our prayers we at times get so caught up with wanting to perform, wanting to be who we ought to be, not where we are. And I wonder if there's a way in which we can return to the simplicity of a child's prayer. That as we look towards adoring God, as we look at thanksgiving, as we look at just trying to be more aware of God in ways that foster spontaneous worship within us, gosh, I wonder how many lessons we can learn from children. You know, children just live kind of wide-eyed. They live facing forward, looking at the world with this freshness, this vitality of life, that they just stare life right in the face. And they begin to step into the beauty and the wonder of it. And so I wonder if so often we are more like the disciples trying to hold back that simplicity, trying to be more than we are, and recognize that Jesus is welcoming us in the most simplistic of forms. He's welcoming us in the simplicity of our minds. You know, simple prayer, you know, coming to God with simple prayer really involves us being ordinary, bringing the ordinary concerns of our day to a loving and compassionate God. Again, so frequently we want to dress things up. We think that maybe God doesn't care about these little things, but I think the beauty of children is that they just bring their life to you. They just request things. They just rush up to me, you know, my kids, and just ask, God, I want this, I want that, I want that. And it's because it's right there on the surface. It's what they want. And I think in prayer, we miss that. So what I thought we would do this morning is that we would spend some time trying to cultivate this idea of simple prayer. So I want us to begin our meditation. And again, as we always do, take a few deep breaths to just come back to the moment. And as you begin to slow down your body, slow down your heart and your mind, I want you to try to put away all pretense. Realize that God knows you, that he welcomes you as you are and not as you should be. I want to begin by reading that text again from Matthew 19. And I want you to use your imagination to envision the scene. Envision Jesus there with his disciples. Envision the children running up to him. And as I read this text, I want you to consider what the scene would have looked like if you were an onlooker. It says this. Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Spend a moment and consider the simplicity of the moment. Imagine the crowd around Jesus. Imagine parents bringing their children to him and the kids rushing up to Jesus, jumping on his lap, wanting to talk to him. Maybe even imagine some of the requests that may have come up. Imagine the excitement in the kids' faces, the joy, the laughter. And I wonder if even as you're envisioning this scene, if you can envision yourself as a child of God coming to him simply. Imagine yourself as a child looking at your Heavenly Father with eyes of joy and admiration, knowing you are safe, knowing you are secure. And now again, envision yourself right there with Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit now to highlight maybe what is it right beneath the surface that you want to ask Jesus? What is it right beneath the surface that you want to bring to Jesus? And allow the simplicity of a child's prayer to rise up from your heart. Invite you to spend a few more moments again envisioning yourself as a child and just simply pray. Don't worry if the words are right. Don't worry if it's too small or petty to ask. As a child just joyfully speaks with their parent, may you just speak and pray with your Heavenly Father. And Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Church, may we embrace the simplicity of children in the presence of God. And by doing so, may we allow our hearts to worship a God who has chosen to be our Father, who has chosen the route of intimacy. And so may you approach Jesus today and tomorrow and every day after with the simplicity of a child.
Well, thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. It's hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check back daily for more episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening.